You're listening to SBS News.
Migraine patients such as Victoria Franklin describe the pain as debilitating.
I actually lost all the feeling in the side of my face and I wasn't able to talk, so we thought I was having a stroke. Migraine patients are actually suffering a whole body condition, not just a headache. So when they need time to themselves, they need a whole day off, they need a whole weekend off, sometimes a whole week off if it's a really bad one, then they're not being overdramatic. That's a genuine need.
And the cost to the economy is billions of dollars each year. Migraine is described as recurring attacks of moderate to severe headaches. Deloitte Access Economics has revealed the true financial burden of the condition in a new report. And health economics and social policy expert Lynn Pezzula says it's Australia's leading disability.
Think of all of that pain and suffering. We didn't find any premature death associated with migraine, but certainly that impact, the impost on disability, is quite significant. And it's one of the most significant causes of disability burden in people who are aged 50 or under.
The Deloitte report says 4.9 million people live with migraine, amounting to an estimated $35.7 billion cost this year. That includes patients bearing more than $2.2 billion in health costs a year, with each losing up to 30 workdays. Almost a third of patients are treated in emergency departments every 3 months. Women suffer migraine twice as much as men, and most patients are of working age. The complex condition has a variety of symptoms, and patients say it can destroy quality of life. Sydney woman Trish Mumford was a nurse before her chronic migraines forced her to retire early. Her husband John now cares for her.
People don't believe what you're doing. This is extreme. Oh, look, I've heard all this before. You've only got a headache. So there is that. And, they don't want to deal with the fact that you might have a migraine and the fact that you have to take medication.
The report suggests the cost of caring for families and friends will reach $83 million per year. The Brain Foundation director, Tissa Widjath, describes migraines as the most neglected and least respected human brain disorder and is calling for more research.
Australia is a great country. I have been the practicing neurology in Australia for 14 years and I have done things globally that I couldn't have done from anywhere else in the world. We have this wonderful, unique opportunity to fix this biggest disability in the world once and for all if we work together, get together for a common goal, the fighting against migraine and combating it once and for all. I'm reasonably convinced that we can get this job done.
Charlotte Lamb, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.